Sad that we have to talk to an absolute legend like Milton Fairclough at this time. Mm. He's 95 years of age. Right, he's represented our country with distinction. And he was held captive by the Japanese during the Second World War. He had lots of medals, and they were knocked off from his house. Now, I just don't understand why anyone would do that. Mm. Even if they were going to knock his television off, why would you take someone's medal? Because they were hard-fought and well-deserved.
Hard-earned.
Yeah, without a doubt. Milton, good morning to you.
Good morning, kids. How are you?
We're well, mate. What was actually stolen as far as the medals were concerned, Milton?
I had the medals on the wall. I've got a big collage on my wall of quite a lot of stuff, and in the middle were the big medals and the small medals, the nighttime wear, excuse me, the three stars and four campaign medals and a Dutch medal from Queen Wilhelmina for us giving their hand to the Dutch infantry on Java before the capitulation. And they were all just hanging on the wall when I out, and when I came back, presumably I left the bloody door open, and when we came back from lunch, the place was bare on the wall.
Oh, golly. You can't believe that someone would take it. Now, we often complain sometimes about our lot in life, but I look back on your journey, and you spent 3.5 years on the death railway before the Japanese surrendered. I read with interest today by a great story by Liam Croy about you in the paper today, that even after the war had ended, the Japanese didn't believe it was over, and they held you captive for even more days.
Yes, we did 13 more days, and I got out on my birthday, actually. I got out on the 28th of August instead of the 15th.
Wow. And you served with one of the rural legends in Sir Edward Weary Dunlop.
Yes, Weary was our boss from the time we were POWs. I actually met him in Palestine. I had malaria over in Syria, and I met him down at the second CTS in Palestine. But he was with us right through. We were called Weary's Thousand. It was quite an honour to live with.
Sure. What do you think of the people that knock your medals off?
Mongrel BBBBs.
Yeah. So what would you like to say to them if, hopefully they're not listening, because we don't want that kind of person who would knock off medals from a war hero like you. What would you like to say to them?
You couldn't get through to them. I'd say they're beyond talking to. My gut has been in just a knot ever since I found out they were missing.
Mm.
But we take a lot of luck.
Hopefully this gets the message out there, Milton. And I know you've done a few other interviews and you've been on the television, and hopefully somebody sees it, and hopefully they got half a brain and an ounce of compassion and they return them. You'd been for lunch, had you, Milton? Where did you go for lunch?
Sorry?
Well, you'd been for lunch when they got knocked off.
Oh, yeah. We go to our place here called the Homestead every Tuesday in Mackey Street. It's a senior service place.
Right.
And we just went up the road 100 yards for lunch.
Half your luck, mate.
At 95, you sound very sprightly. You got a tip for us?
Strangely enough, I think I'll back the Japanese horse in the Melbourne Cup.
We didn't mean that sort of tip, but that'll do us.
Fame game. We'll replay that on Cup Day.
That's
hey, Milton, I really have my fingers crossed. So does the big fella over here, Baz. We really hope to get your medals back. Thank you so much for what you've done for our country, and thank you for coming on the program.
Thank you very much.
Well done, Milton Fairclough there. And, gee, you've got a feel for him. 95 years. And you've got help. Look, if you know anyone that's got the medals, if you know, look, just drop them into a bag and post them to us, because he deserves to get them back.
Just for the record, so when you said, "Have you got a tip?" you meant how to live a long age.
95.
And then the bloke who worked on the death railway before Japan surrendered says, "Strangely enough, I'm going to back the Japanese horse." That was brilliant. You couldn't write that.